我们还在2017年的年初啊。
We're still at the beginning of 2017.
所以我有点负担呢，和弟兄姊妹们交通啊，如何能够爱惜光阴。
So I have a burden in my heart to share with everyone on the topic of treasuring time.
我们实在需要主的恩典。
We truly need the grace of God.
教导我们知道如何善用我们的时间。
To show us how we can use the time that we have.
所以愿主在今年能够叫我们过得比去年更好。
So may the Lord use this year to give us a better spiritual condition compared to the past year.
所以我们需要来交通一下关于时间的问题。
So I want to fellowship with brothers and sisters on this matter of time.
请弟兄姊妹和我一同先读一些主的话。
Please turn with me in the Bible first.
我们先看创世纪第一章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
我们读14节和15节。
We'll read verse 14 and 15.
神说天上要有光体，可以分昼夜做记号，定节令、日子、年岁，并要发光在天空，普照在地上，事就这样成了。
Then God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light on earth. And it was so.
传道书
Ecclesiastes.
传道书第三章
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
我们从第一节读到第九节
Read verses 1 through 9.
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时，生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时，杀戮有时，医治有时，拆毁有时，建造有时，哭有时，笑有时，哀痛有时，跳舞有时，抛石头有时，堆聚石头有时，怀抱有时，不怀抱有时，寻找有时，失落有时，保守有时，舍弃有时，撕裂有时，缝补有时，静默有时，言语有时，喜爱有时，恨恶有时，征战有时，和好有时。这样看来，做事的人在他的劳碌上有什么益处呢？
There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven, a time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to shun embracing, a time to search and a time to give up as lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear apart and a time to sew together, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What profit is there to the worker from that in which he toils?
第十一节
Verse
11. 神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里，然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。
He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end.
这里这个永生啊，小字是永远，神愿意把永远安置在世人的心里。
This word eternity means forever, and this is what God has set in the heart of man.
我们再看以弗所书第五章。
And then let's look at Ephesians chapter 5.
第十六节。
verse 16.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
我们从圣经里很清楚看见。
We can see very clearly from the Bible.
时间是神一个重要的创造。
Time is a very important thing that was created by God.
那么神是从永远里面创造出时间。
And from a perspective of eternity, God created time.
刚才我们读到传道书第三章。
We just read Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
在第一节到第八节里面。
In verses 1 through 8.
我们看见神把所有一切事物都封闭在时间的里面。
We can see that God encapsulated everything within time.
连我们欢笑我们悲哀都在时间里面。
Even our laughter and our toils and our sufferings are encapsulated within time.
这也说明啊，神所创造的整个万有都有时间的限制。
So this means that everything that God has created is limited by time.
在我们眼睛所看的这个世界里面，
from the, what we can see of the world with our physical eyes,
无论是有生命的没有生命的都有时间的限制。
Whether that thing that we're looking at has life or does not have life, it is limited by time.
当然我们人的一生也是有时间的限制。
And of course, the lifespan of man is limited by time.
所以我们在地上，我们有年龄。
So on earth, we have age.
有的人长一点，有人短一点。
Some people have a greater age, some live a short,
但是无论怎样，是在时间的限制当中的。
But regardless, we are limited by the time.
不仅我们这些人的一生呢，在时间的限制里面。
Not only is man, limited by time.
神把仇敌、把魔鬼和把一切作恶的，也通通把它放在时间的里面。
God has also confined Satan and all the evil spirits within time.
所以这个世界上呢，我们知道有很多作恶的人。
We know that in this world there are those who do evil.
你再怎么作恶，就这几十年有时间限制。
No matter how evil you are, you're still limited by time.
时间一到，你再做不了恶。
And once your time is up, you cannot, do evil anymore.
这是神的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of God.
所以你做坏事，你只能做这一辈子。
So the evil that you commit is only done in this lifetime.
不仅这样，连魔鬼的工作，神也把它放在时间里面。
And not only that, but Satan's evil doings are also restricted by time.
如果你读启示录第十二章第十二节。
If you read Revelation chapter 12 verse 12,
那里讲得很清楚啊，这个魔鬼啊，知道自己的时间不多。
It also speaks of the fact that even the devil knows that he has only a short time.
魔鬼知道他有时间的限制的。
And the devil also knows that he is restricted by time.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
感谢神，
we thank God.
他把他所创造整个万有放在时间里面。
He put all of what he created within time.
那么不仅放在时间的里面，
and not only did he place it in time,
我们知道一切事情呢都有结局的。
That all things come to an end.
因为有时间所以有结局。
Because there is a time limit, there is an end.
圣经很重视我们人一生的那个结局。
And the Bible always focuses on the end of our life.
就是时间的终点。
And that is the focal point of time.
这个很重要。
And this is important.
有一天我们在地上的年日会结束。
One day, the time we have on this earth will be over.
我们就来到人生的终点。
And we've come to that final point of time.
圣经讲这是一个结局。
And the Bible says this is the end.
那么在结局做什么呢？
And what happens at the end?
你如果读马太福音24章，
If you read,
25章，
Matthew chapter 24 and 25.
那么第一个，神要跟我们算账。
The first thing that will happen at the end of time is that God will allow, will,
到最后要算账。
We need to give an account before God.
所以彼得也知道。
So even Peter knew this.
当人生的结局来到的时候，要到神面前要交账。
That at the conclusion of time, when we come before God, we need to give an account of what we've done.
啊，请我们记得，这不是说谁要交账谁不交账，是所有的人都要交账。
And everyone needs to give an account before.
所以我们要知道人生的一个结局。
So we have to know the end of our human life.
所以在旧约圣经里面有这样的话。
So the Old Testament has a saying.
人的这个结局胜过人的这个开头开端。
The conclusion of man is far greater than the beginning of man.
所以你开头好，后来不好，这很糟糕。
If you start off really well, in a good situation, but your end is terrible, then that's not good.
但是如果过去不好，结局好，哎呀。这个就很有价值。
But if your starting point was not great, but your conclusion was very good, then this is excellent.
所以在这个算账之后呢，就有圣经所讲的，又有奖赏。
So after we give an account of what we've done, to the Lord on that day, the Bible speaks of a reward that will be given.
我们知道圣经呢，把这些话摆在我们的跟前。
We know the Bible has given us these words.
都是提醒我们要做个智慧人。
As a reminder for us to live with wisdom.
你不要光顾眼前的。
That we don't just pay attention to what's directly in front of us.
你要看见最后的结局。
But we pay attention to the future and to the very end.
所以我常常有时候跟弟兄姊妹这样说。
So a lot of times I'll, tell brothers and sisters.
今天我们在地上争执有何没什么意义的。
Today when we have struggles in this world, there's not much meaning.
我们常常讲我对你错。
So if we argue and say, I'm right, you're wrong.
或者我们觉得我们自己这样的是好的。
Or we feel like I'm correct.
不要紧的。
Don't worry about it.
有一天会来到主的审判台前。
One day will come before the judgment of God.
主说对那才是对的。
Only when God says that is correct, then that is correct.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个在我们的生活中我们是需要注意的。
And that is one thing in our life we need to pay attention to.
所以神把一切事物都把它封闭在时间的里面。
So God placed all things within time.
时间一到它就结束。
And when the time has come to an end,It is all concluded.
当然我们晓得神创造时间是为着他荣耀的旨意。
But we know that God has created time for his glorious purpose.
在传道书三章十一节，这是一句很宝贵的话。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 is a very precious verse.
原来神创造万有放在时间的里面。
That God has created everything and placed it in time.
但他对他所创造的人他有一个特殊的旨意。
But the human race that he has created, he has a specific will.
就是神要把永远放在人的里面。
That he wants to place eternity in the heart of humans.
请我们听清楚了啊。
May we listen to this carefully.
只有神是永远。
Only God is eternity.
而神只把永远放在人的里面。
But God has placed eternity in the hearts of man.
这是神当初创造万有时候的心意。
And this was God's desire when he created
everything. 神把人放在时间中的一个重要的心意。
God has placed man within this important, creation of time.
所以我们被造成为一个人，弟兄姊妹们，这是非常重要的一件事情。
So for us, we were created as man, this is a very important thing.
因为只有人有这个机会可以接受永远。
Because only man has the opportunity to have eternity.
但是我们讲过，神把我们的一生呢，把它封闭在时间里。
But God has restricted everything within time.
所以你也只有这一生可以过了。
So we only have this one life in this world.
你必须能够抓住这个机会。
And we need to hold on to this opportunity.
在我们短暂的一生的里面。
In this short life that we have.
能够得着神的永远。
May we hold on to the eternity of God.
所以你知道今天所有蒙恩得救的人呢。
So we know that all who are believers and saved.
我们已经得着了这个福气。
We already have received this blessing.
这是非常大的福气。
And this is a great blessing.
我年轻的时候
When I was younger,
我们有一些弟兄姊妹啊，问一些这个年长弟兄姊妹一些问题。
Some of us younger ones would ask the elders.
有的人呢，非常爱他的狗。
Many of the people really love their dogs.
所以他们曾经问过一个年长姊妹说哈，将来呢，我的狗啊，能不能到天堂去啊？
One of the young youth asked one of the elderly sisters and said, will my dog be in heaven one day?
那弟兄姊妹你想能不能去呢?
And brothers and sisters, what do you think?
啊，结果呢，有不同的说法。
And there's different sayings.
那个老姊妹说，嗯，大概可以去吧。
And one elderly sister said, well, perhaps the dog will be in heaven.
那个弟兄怎么就开心得不得了啊。
And then that, the young, brother or sister, they were very pleased.
不能不仅将来上他上天堂，他的狗也上天堂。
Not only will one day he or she will go to heaven, but their dog will also be in heaven.
啊，也有的弟兄们就说，嗯，恐怕不行。
And then there are some brothers who said, no, probably not.
那弟兄姊妹，我们有没有什么根据呢？
And do we have any thoughts?
传道书三章十一节讲得很清楚。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 speaks of this very clearly.
神只把永远给人。
God has only placed eternity in the hearts of man.
任何其他的造物都没有这个福分。
All of the rest of creation does not have this portion.
所以你今天是一个人。
Today we are man.
你在神的这个福分里面。
And we are in God's blessing in this.
但是你能得着这个永远吗？
But can we gain this eternity?
所以神给我们一个人，每一个人只有一生。
So every one of us has just this one life.
所以你要抓住这个机会。
So we need to hold on to this opportunity.
所以今天在座还有没信主的朋友们呢，要抓住机会啊。
So today among us, maybe there are those who are friends and who haven't believed yet. We need to hold on to that opportunity.
你是够资格的。
Because you have the requirement.
但是如果你放弃这个。
But if you forsake that.
那是很悲惨的事情。
Then it'll be a sad situation.
这是神能给人最大的一个福气。
And this is the greatest blessing that God has given to man.
所以神信主信耶稣得永生啊。
Believing in Jesus, we have eternal life.
啊，就是有永远的性质在人里面。
And we have this eternity in our hearts.
我们都晓得圣经还有这样的话说。
The Bible also has this saying.
等得救的人数满足的时候。
When the specific number of those who are saved are satisfied.
那是什么呢？就是说神在这个他所创造里面，他得着人呢。
So this speaks of the fact that God created all of creation to save man.
本来神是要把这个永远赐给所有创造的人。
Prior to God's original plan was to give this eternity to everyone.
可惜人堕落了。
But man unfortunately has fallen.
所以现在呢，永远只能赐给什么？赐给那些相信耶稣基督的人。
So eternity could only be given to those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
并不是所有人。
Not to everyone.
所以神有他工作上一定的人数。
So in God's work, there is a specific number.
等到这个人数一满足。
And once this number is satisfied,
时间就关闭了。
Time will end.
啊，这是圣经给我们很重要的一个启示。
And this is a very important revealing that the Bible shows us.
因为神今天在地上，他最大的工作就是建造教会。
And the most important thing that God is doing in the world today is building up his church.
借什么建造？借着蒙恩得救的人建造。
And what is he using to build his church? It is those who believe.
当得救的人数满足，他的教会可以建造了。
And once that specific number of those that are saved are satisfied, then the church will be complete.
神就把时间关闭。
And God will conclude time.
整个你所看见，今天所看见的这个外在的整个的宇宙和世界就全部都结束。
All of this physical world that we can see will come to an end.
所以这是多么重要的一个提醒。
And this is such an important reminder to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
神创造时间是为着他荣耀的旨意。
God created time for his glorious purpose.
神在时间中得着他所要得着的，时间就结束。
And when God has gained what he has desired to gain within time, then he will conclude all things.
那么圣经呢，也告诉我们，神所创造的时间呢，分成两个重要的段落啊。
And the Bible also tells us that time has beenthere are two segments of time.
所以圣经有这样的说法，现今和来世。
So the Bible has this saying, this present age and the age to come.
什么是来世呢？
And what is this age to come?
这个来世呢，就是千年的国度。
And this age to come is the millennium kingdom.
我们今生跟来世是在时间的里面。
Our present age and the age to come is all enclosed within time.
在千年国度以后就是永远。
And after the millennium kingdom, then eternity.
哦，这是重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
神创造时间,
God created time.
神是有旨意的,
He has a purpose.
是有意义的,
there is meaning in it.
所以今天神把我们放在时间中啊,
and today God has placed us in time.
我们对于时间, 我们要有一个警惕。
And today when we consider time, we need to, we have to truly know the purpose and the meaning of time.
那么到底时间对我们有什么意义呢?
And what does time mean to us?
啊,我今天早晨呢,我再从几个点和弟兄姊妹们一同交通一下。
And I have a couple of points that I'd like to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
时间的第一个意义就是机会。
The firstpurpose with time is opportunity.
我们常常觉得我们不会用时间。
A lot of times we feel like we don't know how to use time.
我们怎么样的能够把时间用得对呢?
How can we use time appropriately?
我们年轻的时候在学校读书啊。
When we're younger and when we're in school.
啊，我们老师告诉我们这个世界上有很多的伟人。
And in our studies, the teachers will tell us that there's all these great people in history.
啊，这些人呢，创造了一些的伟大的事业。
And these are great inventors who invented great things.
他就告诉我们说啊，这些人呢，有的人呢，每天只睡四个钟头。
And some of these people only slept 4 hours a night.
哇，忙得不得了。
They were so busy.
抓着时间做事情。
They held on to time to do their work.
每天睡四个钟头。
And every day they only slept for 4 hours.
你们原谅我，我如果睡不足八个钟头是不行的。
And allow me to say this, if I don't sleep for 8 hours, then I won't be able to function.
我没有办法一天只睡四个钟头。
I won't be able to function if I only sleep for 4 hours a day.
当然我们很羡慕，别人做不到，对不对?
But when we hear of this, we're very envious of this because we can't do it ourselves.
所以我们以为说把每天的时间从早到晚把那事情排得满满的啊。我们就说我们这个是抓住时间抓住时间。
So we have maybe this concept that if we just fill our time with all this busy work, that we are holding on to time.
所以很多人常常叹息哎呀浪费好多时间。
So many people will sigh and say, wow, I've wasted so much time.
那对基督徒来讲什么叫做爱惜光阴的呢?
But for a Christian, what does it mean for us to treasure time?
圣经告诉我们你抓住神给你的机会就是抓住时间。
The Bible tells us that if we hold on to our opportunities, that means we've held on to time.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
神给我们无数的机会。
He gives us countless opportunities.
每天都有机会。
Every day there's opportunities.
你抓住了神给你这些机会你就是抓住时间。
If we hold on to the opportunities that God has placed before us, then we hold on to time.
你不需要每天只睡四个钟头。
You don't need to only sleep for 4 hours.
啊，你要抓住机会。
You need to hold on to opportunity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
主给我们在地上只有这一生的年日。
God has only given us this one lifetime.
非常短暂。
It's very short.
但是神把无数的机会量给我们。
But God has given us countless opportunities.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
所以他把机会量给我们。
So he gives us opportunity.
所以你能抓住这个机会。
So if we can hold on to opportunities.
就真正抓住了时间。
Then we have truly gripped time.
有很多我们该学的功课主量给我们没有抓住你就浪费时间。
And sometimes God gives us lessons in our lives and we don't hold on to these opportunities, then we've wasted time.
甚至圣经告诉我们啊,
even the Bible will tell us,
你若是能抓住神给你的机会啊,
that if we hold on to the opportunities that God has given to us,
你可以把过去许多失落的年日统统把它赎回来。
We can actually redeem all the time that we've lost in the past.
所以这个以弗所书第五章这里的话是说 redeem the time.
So in Ephesians chapter 5, it tells us this word redeeming the time.
我们常常有时候叹气啊。
Sometimes we sigh that all the time that we've wasted will never gain back.
但神给我们的恩典呢，你可以把它赎回来的。
But God, through His mercy, allows us to redeem that lost time.
所以彼得说，神看一日如千年，千年如一日。
So Paul says that God looks at one day as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day.
如果你能抓住一天的机会，神用一千年来算。
So if we are able to hold on to our opportunities, God will use 1,000 years to count that as time, redeemed time.
我们谁能活一千年呢?
Who among us can live for 1,000 years?
活过一百岁都是了不起的了。
It would be pretty amazing if we just lived to 100 years.
不可能到一千年。
1,000 years, it seems impossible.
但是你只要抓住一天的机会，神就用一千年来算。
But perhaps if we hold on to one day's worth of opportunity that God has given to us, in His eyes, He counted as 1,000 years.
如果你抓不住神给你的机会，活一千年是白活，那可能等于一天。
But if you're not able to hold on to any opportunities that God has given to us, then maybe if you did live 1,000 years, it's all wasting time.
神实在是何等的爱我。
God truly loves us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and
sisters, 在我们的生活里，
in our lives,
要抓住主所给我们的机会，好好的学功课。
We need to hold on to the opportunity to learn these lessons from God.
第二件事情，
the second thing,
时间是一个考验。
Time is a test to us.
我常常有时候和弟兄姊妹讲，时间是神的仆人。
And I often will say that time is a servant of God.
其实呢，是一个考官，时间是一个考官。
But time really is a test for us.
像考试时候，考试官老师监考。
It's just like when you're in school that the professor will give you tests.
就是时间能分辨对错。
And what this means is time will be able to differentiate what is true and what is not true.
所以我们要很小心。
So we need to be careful.
今天你以为对的。
Today you might think that something is right.
要经过时间的考验。
But it needs to go through the test of time.
我曾经碰见一些弟兄们告诉我。
Once I met some brothers who told me this.
他说二十年前呢，他受带领的时候，他觉得那个是对的。
This brother mentioned that 20 years ago he had some teachings and he thought it was right.
他把他一生的精力都放进去。
And he placed his entire life into these teachings.
他把他所有的热心都放进去。
And he put all of his care into these teachings.
他说没有想到。
He never thought that.
20年之后我才发现错了。
That after 20 years, these were all wrong.
哇，我心想，一个人有几个20年呢？
I was thinking, wow, for an individual, how many 20 years time do we have?
当年你所投上去的20年是你一生的年日中间最精华的一段。
And what he placed into those 20 years was the best of his years.
你20年之后才发现错误啊。
And after 20 years, you then realized that everything was wrong.
他是懊悔的不得了啊。
And he had so much regret.
懊悔都来不及。
And even despair and regret.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们若认为什么是对的，你要很小心。
Today we need to recognize truly what is right and
what is wrong. 凡是没有经过时间的考验的东西。
Things that have not gone through the test of time.
你不要很快下定论。
Don't be so quick to put all your eggs into that basket.
所以有很多事情是经过了时间的考验。
So things that have been tested through time,
那些东西是可靠的。
Those are things that are trustworthy.
所以呢，时间对我们来讲是一个重大的考验。
So time is a test for us.
啊，到底我们做的对不对呀？
What we have done, is that correct or wrong?
时间过来了，就显明了。
Only when time has passed a certain time, then it'll reveal.
所以我常常讲，不需要争论。
So I tell people, we don't need to, argue.
你说你对我错。
You say that you're right and
我说我对你错。
You say that I'm wrong and I say that I'm right.
没有多大的意义。
There's not much meaning to that.
时间过来就显明了。
Only when time passes by, time will reveal.
这个检验。
Reveal what is right. No one can escape this.
好。那么第三个点。
And the third point.
就是呢，时间可以显明一些事物。
Is that time can manifest and reveal things.
就是到底今天你所做的有没有价值啊？
Today what we are doing, is there any value in it?
那么到了时候，时间一显明就知道有没有价值。
And only when time has come to an end, then it'll reveal whether it had value or not.
常常说不在乎今天你所说的，要在乎你所试的。
So I say, don't pay attention to what you say, but pay attention to what you are.
所以我们要很小心。
So we need to be careful.
我常常提醒我自己。
I remind myself constantly.
因为我说的很多。
Because I speak a lot.
但我说很多，我就是这样吗？
But what I speak, am I truly what I am speaking?
时间会显明的。
Only time will tell.
很多时候，我们不是说了叫别人做，自己不做，这不是的。
Sometimes we will even tell others to do things and we don't do it ourselves.
我们最大的错误常常就是叫别人这么做，这么做，结果碰到自己了，不是那样。
Our biggest crime sometimes is we tell other people to do these things, follow these rules, but we don't do it ourselves.
但是时间会把你显明出来。
But only time will manifest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
What we've done, and so we need to pay attention to this.
时间对我们有非常大的一个意义。
Time has a lot of meaning to us.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
就是神用时间做记号。
Is that time, God uses time as a sign.
那可以记录我们整个一生的一个历史。
And time can be used to record our history.
这个我们晓得今天我们活在这个地球上。
Today we are living on this earth.
我们所用的时间呢，今天所谓的这个什么年啊、月啊、日啊、时啊、分啊、秒的这些，是地球时间。
The time that we are living in is based off of a time, a world earthly time, the calendar, the each year, hour, month, seconds that go by.
现在人都知道，一到了太空里，这个时间都没得用了。
And now we know that when we go into outer space, that time has no value.
但是它很有意义。
Or the worldly time doesn't
have value. 所以创世纪第一章告诉我们，神当初放这个光体在天上了，就是确定时间的。
And, in Genesis, it says that when God put light in the heavens, that was an indication of time.
我问你们啊。
I'll ask you.
你今天呢，来到所谓的2017年。
I'll ask you this. Today we've arrived at the year 2017.
我们跟2016年什么不一样？
Is there any difference between today and last year?
今天跟昨天有什么不一样？
Is there a difference between today and yesterday?
其实感觉上差不多的，对不对？
Feels like it's the same.
为什么感觉不一样啊？
Why do we feel that it's different?
因为有月历啊。
Because there's the calendar.
这个月历告诉我们现在是2017年。
The calendar tells us that we are in the year 2017.
所以你看，在我们的感觉上面不一样。
So,Because of that, our feeling is a little bit different.
所以神把这个星光体放在天空啊。
God has placed light in the heavens.
定日子，定节期啊。
So that we can number our days.
做记号。
As a recording.
啊，所以这个呢是有一个意义。
So there's a lot of meaning in this.
那么可以把我们的一生把它记录下来。
So that our entire life can be recorded.
当我们读圣经的时候
When we read the Bible,
我们看见有很多人物啊，神记载他们一生的事情。
There are a lot of characters in the Bible where it's recorded.
但是没有一个人的一生的历史是完全。
But there isn't one individual who has their life recorded where it's complete.
这提醒我们什么事情？
And what does this remind us?
就是这些人在地上活着的时候的，他活的那一段的时间，在神眼中看为有价值，神就记载了。
What does this tell us is that when those people lived in the world and those years were counted when they lived for the Lord, then it was recorded in the Bible.
你看着没有价值，神就根本不记载。
The times where they were not living according to the Lord, it was not
recorded. 所以亚伯拉罕的一生不完全。
So if you look at Abraham's life in the Bible, it's not complete, and David's life is not complete, and Moses' life is not complete.
所以今天对于我们来讲，时间中最大的记号是什么呢？
So today in our life, what is the greatest sign for us?
这个记号就是基督。
And that sign is Christ.
凡是与基督有关的，神就记录。
If we are to live and it connects us with Christ, then it is recorded.
凡是与基督无关的，神根本都不记录。
Everything in our lives that are outside of Christ are not recorded in God's eyes.
所以我们这样来看一看我们在地上过去的年日。
So then let's take a look at the years of our life in this world.
到底有多少是跟基督有关系的？
How much time have we lived where it was directly related to Christ?
也许我们过去觉得我们呢一生过得很精彩啊。
Or maybe we've lived, look at our past life and we saw how exciting it was, how great it was.
轰轰烈烈地做了很多事情。
And maybe we feel like we've accomplished a lot of things.
但是请你我记得。
But may you and I remember.
如果那些东西跟基督没有关系。
If those things have no regard for, with Christ, then God will not record these things.
所以我们属灵的年日是怎样计算的呢？圣经给我们有很清楚的原则。
So our spiritual lives and how it is counted, the Bible tells us, how it's recorded.
啊，所以这个时间在我们身上做记号。
So time in our lives is a sign or a marker.
啊， 第五个点。
The fifth point.
时间对我们是一个提醒。
Time to us is a reminder.
啊，我刚刚讲了，我们所以对2017年觉得是个新的年度。
Today, I mentioned this earlier that we feel like it's a new year because it's 2017.
那么，因为呢，有这个光体啊，刻画的这些时间。
Because there is, this establishment of the calendar, then it reveals time.
所以对我们是个提醒。
So it reminds us.
弟兄姊妹们，我常常感觉年轻人小孩子喜欢过年。
I say this often that the children love to celebrate time.
我不晓得我们的年长的人喜欢过年吗？
The young people like to celebrate New Year's.
一看过一年又少一年了。
But for the elderly ones, we look at time and go, oh, another new year, that means another year lost.
又老一年了。
We're older by one age.
你有没有看见今天这个在商场上有一家商场很有意思啊？
There is a business that with a sign or a logo.
Forever 什么？你没看过这个 ？21.
Oh, there's a store for the young people called Forever 21.
我每次看那个我就很好笑。
Every time I see that, I laugh.
可以吗
？Is that possible?
希望对不对
？That's our hope.
因为可能我们这些女孩子21岁是最漂亮的，最好看。
Maybe for girls at age 21, that's when they're most beautiful.
我们希望呢，最好是 forever 21, 对不对？
We feel like it would be great if we could be forever 21.
有这种事吗？不可能的。
Is this possible? It's impossible.
所以呢，你到了2017年一看，哦，不是21。
And when we come to, the year 2017, maybe we're no longer 21.
我这一过一年呢，哎呀，心里面就是觉得很沉重。
And every year that passes, I feel more burdened.
但是感谢主，这是给我们一个提醒。
But thank God, this is a reminder.
地上的年日不多了。
That the time, the years we have on this, in this world is coming to an end. And we need to be more alert in living for the Lord.
你要更知道你在追求什么。
We need to even know more so what we are pursuing and what we're holding on to in this world.
当然，这个时间提醒我们。
Time reminds us.
凡是在地上，
all things in the world,
一切都是暂时的东西。
All things in the world are temporary.
所有都是暂时。
Everything is temporary.
所以时间都会过去的。
Time will pass for everything.
你不要说这个地上的事情啊，有时候轰轰烈烈的，哎，过两天就过去了，对吧
？And not just material things, but even our attitude.
过去那个很多，
everything
that 你弄得很热闹的事情呢
，things that are very very exciting. These things will
pass. Very excited. Okay. Yeah.这些 excited 的事情很快就过去了。
All of these exciting moments will come to an end.
也许不要一年你都忘光了，对不对
？And maybe a year after you forget about it. And not only this.
连在教会历史上所谓的那些大的工作。
And even the great work in the church.
轰轰烈烈的工作。
All the commotion with the work.
随着时间就逐渐的暗淡。
And all of it will come to an end.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
只有神给我们的基督是永远的。
Only what the Lord has given us, which is Christ, is forever.
我们也感谢神啊。
And we thank God.
时间有很大的一个恩典。
Time has a grace.
比方说我们从前啊，你跟人家过不去啊，这个恨什么人呢、啊、诶，时间过来了，慢慢这个恨也不简单。
Maybe, we didn't get along or we had arguments or we had hate towards someone else, but when time passes by, that diffuses some of the anger.
你会不会有个感觉过去有些时候碰见事情你觉得不得了了这个要命了几年过去就发现原来没有什么。
In our lives, we may encounter situations where it seems like a life or death situation, but then after years have passed, we look back and, oh, that wasn't a big deal.
这是时间的果效。
And this is the result of time.
这是很大的恩典。
And this is a true grace.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天对于我们基督徒来讲
So to us Christians today,
更重要的提醒,
the more important reminder,
基督徒要感恩,
is that we need to be thankful.
一年年的过来,
each year that passes,
神的恩典是何等的浩大。
God's grace is truly amazing.
我们做了多少得罪主的事情,
we've sinned against God,
多少软弱的事情,
many sins and many failures,
但是神都没有放弃我们,
but God has not forsaken us.
直到今天他仍旧爱我们,
even until today, he still loves us.
所以呢, 要存着感恩的心,
so with a thankful heart.
所以时间给我们有重要的提醒,
time gives us this reminder.
啊, 第六个点,
and the sixth point,
就是时间是我们的生命。
Is that time is our life.
当年日过来的时候。
When time passes by.
我们的神最渴望的是看见我们长大成人。
The one thing that God desires is to see us mature.
时间过来了。
When time passes.
不是你光是知识懂得多了。
Not only maturing in wisdom.
经验懂得多了。
And increasing in experience.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是不够的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not enough.
最重要的是什么呢?
The most important thing is that we mature.
我们到了今年，我们的想法还是跟去年一样吗?
Our thinking this year, is it the same as last year?
我们对这个世界的观感。
Our perception of the world.
啊，对这个世界的名利。
We fall to the fame in the world.
对于地上的这些事物。
And the attractions of the materials of the world.
我们的思想一年还是跟从前一样吗?
Do we still have the same thinking this year as we did last year?
保罗说我们过去像孩童，讲话也像孩童，做事也像孩童。
The Apostle Paul says in the past we were immature in how we conduct ourselves and in our speech.
啊，那个是很幼嫩的东西。
It's a very immature state.
当时间过来了,
but when time passes,
我们应当成长了,
we need to, or we should mature.
你不是在讲那些幼稚的话,
we're no longer using
做那些幼稚的事情,
those immature words and doing those immature things.
这是神把我们摆在时间中一个很重要的一件事情。
This is an important principle in why God placed us in time.
需要越来越成熟。
We need to mature.
所以如果我们没有能达到这个，你就浪费时间了。
And if we don't mature, then we've wasted time.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我从圣经里面呢，
from the Bible,
简单的给弟兄姊妹列出这么六个点啊。
I wanted to simply give these, share these six points.
让我们知道时间对我们来讲非常的有意义。
So that we can understand that time has a lot of meaning.
愿主使我们真是被提醒。
And may we truly be reminded.
所以一个人呢，如果真正的能够爱惜光阴。
So if for someone to truly treasure and hold on to time.
他就是一个真正的智慧人。
Then he truly is one with wisdom.
所以一个人能够在时间中让神的恩典在我们身上增加。
So, using time, if we are able to increase in Christ,
这个才是真正智慧人。
Then this is someone who truly is wise.
因为在时间中一切东西都是暂时的。
Because within time, everything is temporary.
所以我们基督徒的选择很重要。
So the choices that Christians make are important.
到底你怎么选择的?
How will we choose?
还有到底你在抓什么东西?
And also, what are we holding on to?
哇，我们有时候愚昧起来，说我们的眼睛看着世界上的这种抓，拼命的抓。
And sometimes the lust in our eyes, we grab onto as many things as material things.
所以这个选择和这个抓住决定了你是不是个智慧人。
So the choices that we make and what we hold on to will manifest whether we have wisdom in this life or not.
使徒保罗说他看万事如同粪土。
The Apostle Paul says, I count all things but rubbish.
因为你在今天时间中看见无论是什么样最好的事情，我们晓得有一天时间到了，神就把这一切怎么样都丢到火里面烧了。
The things that we are able to see in this physical world that attract us and we hold on to it, the Lord one day will throw all of these things into the fire.
你读圣经的时候你有没有注意到啊？
When we read the Bible,
神有一个大的焚化炉在那里的。
God has this humongous furnace.
到时候呢，管你什么好的坏的， 什么万里长城啊，什么什么这些，通通丢到火湖里。
Doesn't matter how you value it as good or bad or amazing, the Lord will throw it all into this furnace.
你一生以为很有成就的东西，也都给你烧光光。
And in your life, the things, the accomplishments that you think are good, He's going to take it and throw it in the furnace.
这一切都是短暂的东西。
Because all of these things are temporary things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要主给我们恩典。
We need God's grace.
神今天把我们还留在这个时间当中。
God has still allowed us to be in time.
请弟兄姊妹注意。
Please pay attention.
这个今世的时间过了，还有一个来世。
That this current present age that we are living in, there's still an age to come.
那里有千年的国度。
And that is the millennium kingdom.
这个千年国度是定奖赏或者是处罚的一个时间。
And this millennium kingdom, these thousand years, is a time period of reward or judgment.
所以我们要有一个思想，今世的决定来世的。
So we need to pay attention that what we do today will affect the age to come, and this is very important.
所以今天主还留我们在地上，机会还在我们的手里呢。
So the Lord still allows us to be on the earth in time, we still have opportunity.
你眼睛不要老看着眼前这些东西。
We shouldn't just have our eyes fixed on this physical world.
你要定睛在千年的国度。
Our eyes should be fixed on that millennium kingdom.
如果你在那个国度临到的时候
,If we are able to obtain that,
我们无法在那里和主一同享受荣耀
,then we are able to, live in peace and joy with God.
我们将要咬牙切齿的懊悔。
Otherwise, we will be gnashing our teeth in regret.
是需要主给我们的恩典。
So we need God to give us grace.
我们常常在生活中讲基督徒要追求得胜。
Christians, we always talk about how Christians need to pursue after being an overcomer.
如果你一直抓眼前这些东西，你永远得胜不了的。
If we're just holding on to these temporary physical things that we can see before us, then we'll never grab hold of eternity. It's only a hope.
所以求主赐怜悯给我们。
So may God have mercy.
所以我们现今主留我们在地上的生活，你要着眼在要来的这个。
God has allowed us to still be in this world with time, and our eyes need to be fixed on that future age to come.
为着那个将来
for that future age.
今生在地上，我们是需要付点代价。
How we live in the world today, we do need to pay a price.
如果不肯牺牲
if we are not willing to deny ourselves,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
在那一个时刻临到的时候
when that day comes,
可能就是我们大大的失落。
Then we will have a great loss, suffer a great loss.
所以真是需要主给我们何等大的恩典和怜悯。
So we need God's great mercy and grace upon us.
这几年呢
these past few years,
有一个印象一直在我的里面。
There's one impression in my mind.
就是大概四五年前。
About 4 years ago,
有一位弟兄啊，带我去看这个何寿恩姊妹埋葬的地方。
A brother brought me to look at Miss Margaret Barber's grave site.
他其实没有坟墓，就是一个菜园子，一个小块的菜园子。
And actually, there was no tombstone, but it was just in this little garden.
现在这个农夫在上面种菜。
And now this farmer is growing vegetables on this plot of land.
就埋在那个中间地方。
And her grave was just in the middle of this.
那天那个弟兄带我去的时候。
When that brother brought me to see that.
哎呀，他很激动。
He was very stimulated.
一下就冲到那个中间去。
He rushed over to the middle.
他就跳，他说他就在这里，就在这里。
And he started jumping up and down and said, she's right underneath here.
弟兄姊妹，我站在那里啊。
When I stood there,
我一句话也说不出来。
I was speechless.
我的心里很难过。
My heart was filled with sorrow.
我们的姊妹。
Our sister.
爱主。
Love the Lord.
丢弃地上的事物。
Gave up all the things of the world.
孤单凄凉直到死。
All the way until she died.
所以我在那里一句话也说不出来。
So I was stood there speechless.
我们知道我们的姊妹对近代中国的教会所带来的影响有多大吗？
And we know that our sister had such a great influence on the church in China.
是她把 过去欧洲那个大复兴的那个火带到中国的。
She was the one who brought the flame of the great revival in Europe and brought that to China.
她把这个火传递给尼托森弟兄。
And she gave that revival flare to Watchman Nee.
今天成千上万的弟兄姊妹因这个蒙福啊。
And today, thousands of Chinese were blessed by this.
一直到今天在中国多少弟兄姊妹们纪念他。
And today, thousands of Chinese will remember her.
本来有一些弟兄们说我们要不要把那个小的棺材把它挖出来给他造一个很好的坟墓。
And that brother said, well, should we dig up her grave and give her a proper monument?
那些年长的弟兄们说不必了。
And the elderly brother said, we don't need to do this.
他说这个适合于我们的姊妹。
This is appropriate because of our sister's life.
因为我们的姊妹一生不求名不求利。
Because our sister never sought after fame or fortune.
在中国一个偏远的小的村庄里面过着最穷困的生活。
In a small village in China, she lived a poor life.
全心为着神的国度。
And gave her entire life to the kingdom of God.
很丰富的圣经知识。
And she had great wisdom in the word of God.
很从神来的恩赐。
And she had great gifts from God.
那么尼弟兄曾经两次哭着求他出来做工。
And Watchman Nee once pleaded with tears to tell her to come out to do work.
但是这个人是一个紧紧跟随圣灵的人。
But this is one who followed closely to the Spirit.
主没有叫我出去，我绝不出去。
The Spirit did not tell me to go out to work, so I will not go.
所以他的一生就在那里默默无闻的在那里，到最后。
And so she stayed in that condition until the end.
最后连一个像样的坟墓都没有。
Until the end, there was no.Burial site
埋在一个菜园子的中间。
She was buried in the middle of a vegetable garden.
我们唱过她的诗歌。
We've sung many of her hymns.
知道我们的姊妹是多么的爱主。
And we know that her sister loved the Lord much.
那天站在那里，我真的一句话也说不出来。
So that day when I stood there, I was completely speechless.
我的心里很难过。
My heart was filled with sorrow.
四五年过来了。
And after these 4 or 5 years,
每一次想到那个光景,
every time I think about that scene,
我的里面的情绪就是很沉重。
And I was very solemn in my spirit.
我实在感觉到像诗歌所唱的一样。
And it truly is like the words of that hymn.
今天我的侍奉,
today my offering,
像是抬着花轿进天堂。
Is like me carrying flowers into heaven.
所以我心里面想，你看，人家的侍奉跟我们今天的侍奉。
So we look at our sister's service compared to my own service.
这真是天差地别啊。
The difference is between heaven and earth.
如果像这样的人，他们能够将来在主面前得奖赏。
For a person like our sister.Who will be rewarded before God one day.
而今天我们这些抬着花轿的人将来也得奖赏。
And compared to us who just walk with flowers and enter into heaven.
这个公平吗?
Is this fair?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我感谢我的主。
I thank my God.
走在我们前头。
Those who walked before us
许多爱主的弟兄姊妹
were many who loved the Lord.
在他们的一生里面
in their lives,
他们抓住神给他们的机会跟随主
they held on to the opportunities to follow the Lord.
他们轻看地上短暂的事物
and they didn't look to the things of the world.
再大的代价，再艰难的环境
no matter how great the cost or how great the suffering,
他们也永不离开主的路
they would never leave the path of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
时间过来了,
when time has passed,
这说明我们离主回来的日子更近。
It speaks of the fact that the coming day of the Lord is nearer.
到底我们的智慧在哪里呢?
Where is our wisdom?
我们的选择在哪里呢?
Where are our choices?
到底我们的心还在这里想抓什么东西呢?
Are we still here trying to grab things in the world?
求主让我们做智慧人。
May we be people with wisdom.
让我们在短暂的年日里面
In this short time that we have,
能够抓住上好的福分
May we hold on to the better things,
紧紧地跟随主
that we would follow closely to the Lord's
弟兄姊妹们
ways,
这个机会一失去
if we lose this opportunity,
我们只有懊悔的
we will only have regret,
所以仰望主的怜悯
so we look to God's mercy,
在这个年初的时候
at the beginning of this year,
我愿意就着这个时间
I wanted to use this topic of time
再和弟兄姊妹们一同与大家劝勉
to remind brothers and sisters again.
我们求主不叫我们做眼瞎的人
May we not be people who are blind.
求主怜悯我们
May God have mercy on us.
愿我们在不多的日子的里面
that in the short time that we have,
每一个弟兄姊妹
every brother and sister,
都能得着主所要我们得着的
That we can gain what God wants us to gain.
我们最后我们再来唱这个373首。
And let's sing, lastly, hymn 373 again.
这实在是一首非常好的诗歌。
This truly is a wonderful hymn.
给我们一个重要的提醒。
And it gives us an important reminder.
可以看见我们弟兄当日在地上活着的时候。
And we can see our brother when he lived in this world.
他们多么懂得知道怎样活在神的跟前。
They truly understood what it meant to live before God.
我想我们不唱这个五节。
We won't sing, verse 5.
我们就唱第一节和第五节。
Oh, we won't sing all five stand verses. We'll only sing verse 1 and 5.
我们请大家一同起立来唱。
Can we all stand and sing?
我们唱完这首诗歌的时候请弟兄姊妹一同开口与人祷告。
And once we've concluded saying this, may we all, pray in unison.
我们个人把自己一点的心愿摆在主的跟前。
May we place our desires before God.
愿我们把这个新的年度把它奉献在主的手。
That we would offer this new year to the Lord.
仰望主的怜悯。
That we would look to His mercy.
让我们能更多抓住主所给我们的机会。
That God, we would hold on to every opportunity that God has given to us.
我们一起来唱第一节和第五节。
Let's sing just verse 1 and 5.
请给我们弹一句好前面。
他的怜悯他的天使常看见但不认识他的大爱他的圣徒虽然认识爱无限却未看见他的风采他们不就也要看见他的面认识他的荣耀光明但玛利亚曾看见他的泪眼直到他心痛的气息直到他心痛的心息主我羡慕早日看见你怜悯那时实在好得无比但是我也不愿免去你思念失去如此交通甜蜜求你怜悯使我充满你大爱不顾一切为你生活念你仆人间听记切望将来将来又会今天错过将来又会今天错过
我们同声祷告
Let's all pray in unison
然后呢 也许有两三位弟兄姊妹，如果里面有感动，带着我们一起祷告。
And if there are two or three brothers or sisters who would like to lead us in prayer, you can lead us.
主，我们满心的感谢你，是过来的时候，我们何等需要你的怜悯。主啊，愿你在我们里面提醒我们，用爱激励我们。主啊，让我们知道如何在地上跟随你，让我们短暂的一生能够丰丰富富的经历你的自己。主啊，地和其上的事都会过去，所有外面的这些物质的东西也都会消散。主啊，唯愿我们在你面前能够得着你所要我们得着的。历史历代已经有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们走过这条路，在他们的一生里面，他们只以主为他们的满足，在他们的生命中被主所充满。主啊，求你救我们脱离自己的愚昧，引导我们在你的脚前生活。主，愿这些话在我们里面光照我们。谢谢你垂听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵。
我们感谢你，
我们所看不见的人事物，我常常来激动。
主啊，
让我们常常能够仰望看见你自己的容颜。
是的，
知道在地上的年日是短暂。
主啊，
我们在地上所寻求的更是短暂。
主啊，
感谢你把那个永远的放在我们里面。
阿们，
叫我们知道我们是与你有份。
是的，
我们当怎样起来寻求你自己的面，
主啊，
寻求你自己的国，
主啊，
你的旨意能够在我们身上成就。
阿门。
叫我们一生因着那个看不见的能够支配。
阿门。
因着那个看不见的，我们能够起来寻求你自己的面。
阿门。
我为着将来那个永世的奖赏，在你面前能够得到你的笑脸。
是的，阿门。
我因着这些能够让我们今天一天，今人今生一生活在你面前有价值。
主啊，是的。
感谢你早上向我的心说话。
主啊，
你的话常常保留在我们心里面，能够反复思想。
阿门。
因为我们的神是爱我们的神。
是的。
是永远爱我们到底的神。
主啊，
因为你的话在我们心中也常常来激励。
是的。
我叫我们做一个讨你喜悦的儿女。
阿门。
谢谢你，祷告奉宝贵的。
阿们。
我当我们进入2017年的时候，我们的心在你面前真的感觉到，哇，这是何等重要的意义。
嗯，
这是给我们何等的恩典。哇，你知道我们还没预备好，
是
国度眼看就要降临的时候，
主啊，
给我们机会。哇，求你借着圣灵感动我，效法你当年在地上的时候如何抓住父所给的机会。
哦，主啊，
因为你受父的管制，
是的，
甚至上十字架都没有推迟。
主啊，
今天给我们听见这宝贵的信息，让我们听到我所恩姊妹美好的见证。
主啊，
有人在历史上血战满背沙场，
主啊，
使我们不要像坐着花轿被抬进天。
主啊，是的，
好好的跟随你。
阿门。
效法那些忠心一生为你持守真理、
是
为你站到底的弟兄姊妹。
阿门。
主啊，之后很快就来到。
是。
求你使我们能够眼望国度，但是珍惜今天的时间。
哦，主。
哇，使我们不再浪费年日。
阿门。
主你让我们能够赎回光阴。主你知道我们过去这么长的年日，
主啊，
我们浪费了多少光阴。
主啊，
失去了多少宝贵的机会，我们应当得着的生命没有得着。
亲爱的主，
当到重的时候没有真的更美好。
主啊，
主你给我们在这一点里面，主啊，真是能够为了过去赎回光阴。
阿们。
今天来到的国度做好预备。
阿们。
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿们。
我们低头敬拜你，我们这一世一代那些忠心爱你、倾心跟随你的人，我们真的是要来低头。
主啊。Amen。主啊，是的。
主啊。
亲爱的主。Amen。主啊，是的。主啊。哦，是的。主啊。赞美你。是的。Amen。Amen。主，我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, we prostrate ourselves before you.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
From the depths of our being, we give you our worship.
主啊，当年日过来的时候。
As each year passes by.
我们总感觉到我们的心信得太迟钝。
That we feel that in our hearts we're too stubborn.
我们需要你自己的怜悯。
When we need your mercy.
今天我们看见这个将亡的世界。
And we look for that future age.
一切都很快要过去。
And all things will come to an end quickly.
但是很多时候我们逃脱不了周遭人事物对我们的影响。
But it's so hard sometimes to escape the things in this world.
我们很多时候也抓不住你所给我们的机会。
And sometimes it's hard for us to hold on to the opportunities that you've given to us.
主啊，我们失落的实在太多了。
Lord, what we have lost has been so much.
但是今天你还连续我们。
But Lord, today you continue on.
你还没有回来。
You allow us to continue on.
所以你还把机会给我们。
You have not returned yet, and you still give us opportunity.
求你让我们能醒悟。
May we be awakened.
每个弟兄姊妹都做智慧人。
That every brother and sister would live as with wisdom.
我们能抓住不多的机会。
We don't have much opportunity left.
紧紧地跟随你。
Help us to closely follow you.
仰望你自己的怜悯。
And may you have mercy on us.
主啊，用大能的手握住我们。
Use your great hand to lead us.
我们心中渴望。
The desire in our hearts.
能够欢然地来见你。
Is that we would come before you and see you with gladness.
我们不希望能羞羞愧愧地来见你。
And we don't want to come before you with shame and regret.
所以求你纪念我们这一点的心愿。
Lord, may you honor this small desire in our
hearts. 让未来的年日
the future years that we
充满你的恩典。
We would be full of your grace.
多得着你爱的激励。
That we would be stimulated more by your
love. 让我们的心更多向着你的自己。
That we would, in our hearts, would be more like yourself.
我们更多以上面的事为念。
That we would consider more the things from above.
主啊，成全我们这点心愿。
Lord, give us, grant us the desires of our
hearts. 让我们能像历史历代这些爱主的弟兄姊妹。
That we may be like those throughout history who really love you.
他们在他们的一生里面。
That in their lifetime.
他们能给你好的服侍。
That they gave you good service.
让你的心得到满足。
And that your heart was satisfied.
求你施恩给我们。
May you give that same heart to us.
谢谢你今天早晨仍旧与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
求你为我们持守你自己的话。
Help us to hold fast to your words.
让我们面对很多现实的事物的时候有真实的光照。
That when we face the challenges, the real challenges in our life, that we have the light within us.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们将祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.